Moravia Blue Devils coming back out onto the football field. They get ready for their warm-ups as they have about 2 minutes left until the third quarter of this ball game. You know, you and I were talking before the game got started about the changes that are going to be coming up. And we talked about the playoffs and how the playoff scheme goes and how teams are pitted against each other and so on and so forth. We have a couple of school mergers that have been talked about and are very seriously underway right now. Shenango Valley and Shenango Forks, that's the one that's the closest. Those two teams literally across Interstate 88 from each other. There's really, other than the fact of, you know, a bit of a rivalry, no reason they're not one bigger school district. And we happen to have Spencer Van Etten that we'll be seeing tomorrow, and they're in very serious consolidation talks with the Candor Central School District, which is right down the road. And if those two get together, they're going to be two Class D schools that will then gain size, and they will move up a class. So coming up next year, we're definitely going to see, if these mergers go through, we're going to see some realignments in the divisions and the size schools, and you're going to see a couple of normal rivalries disappear. And as a result, there will be changes that will be coming up. Tonight's Marabito Halftime Report is being brought to you by the fine folks at Marabito Energy Products. You can give them a call at Sydney 563-HEAT. Remember, Marabito's Rewards Plus is a one-of-a-kind customer loyalty program designed to save you money and to give you more for your home energy dollar. Call the folks at Marabito at Sydney 563-HEAT. So the Unitigo Spartans have come back out onto the field, and they're ready to go. The Moravia Blue Devils come out onto the field. They're ready to go. And with the 12 minutes being clocked up on the clock, our score is 28-6, and we are ready to go with the third period of tonight's basketball game, tonight's football game for your year. I'm jumping ahead of myself a little bit. It's a chilly night in Wells Bridge. You're listening to Football on a Friday Night, and the ball is going to be kicked away and grabbed down by Kellen Komenda.
And Komenda is going to try and escape out of it and get to the right sideline, and he's just going to jog out of bounds after a good return that time by Komenda.
And he runs out of bounds at about the 33-yard line. So as a result, the Unitigo Spartans will take over possession of the football in their own territory. They lead in this contest by a score of 28-6. So you can give them about 4-1 lead as far as touchdowns are concerned. And again, the ball boy comes running the ball back to the near sidelines, and we're ready to go.
And Josh Firebin's ready to go, and he takes the snap and quickly throws it to the left side of the field. That's Spaulding, and Spaulding's still on his feet. Spaulding's running past the 40-yard line, 40 to enemy territory in the 35, excuse me, and he's barreled out of bounds.
He finally just prances out of bounds at about the 36-yard line. Good run in there by Kyle Spaulding, the 5'10 sophomore.
And Unitigo is going to go back to the hurry-up offense that generated a lot of points for them in this game so far. It's 11:45 in the second quarter. Snap is juggled by Firebend and then quickly pitched to Marzell. And Marzell just tries to run over his man, but he can't due to limited escapability. And there's a player on down for Moravia, but he appears to be up and just fine.
Well, this is one of those situations where, as far as Coach Mari Crony is concerned, he would like to see some of these sophomores to get a little bit of playing time, because you never know when they are going to be needed to be pressed into service. And Kyle Spaulding is one of those sophomores, and he is welcoming the playing time.
Firebens slings it across the field. The pass is juggled by Spaulding and hits the ground incomplete. Spaulding got hit awkwardly on the play, but seems to be all right.
Spaulding, 5'10", 165 pounds. So he is not one of the big heavyweight 200-pounders that you see so frequently.
No huddle necessary for the Spartans. It is third and long for them. And Firebin is taking his time in the pocket and just launching it. And the pass is broken up incomplete.
Oh, it was almost picked off in there by Cole Johnson, number two, the quarterback for Moravia. If we go down and look at the number of sophomores that there are on this team, we see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 sophomores for the Spartans. And they can benefit by every minute of playing time they get.
Future may bode well for the Spartans, and the punt is off Unitigo. It hits the head of someone on the other team as the rain falls down.
It came down on the top of the helmet of Bryant Huff. Now, you talk about plays that you seldom see. That one came down out of the light. Huff was turning around, and all of a sudden the ball just smacked him on the top of the helmet. So it will be a first and 10 for Moravia as the ball is going to be down at about the 23-yard line.
And Cole Johnson going to have a receiver to his left and right. 28-6 is our score in the third quarter. And the Blue Devils go back to the ground, but to no avail as it's broken up in the backfield by the Unitigo Spartans. You mentioned basketball, Harry, and the NBA tip-off is October 29th, next Wednesday. It's around the corner.
Oh, it's amazing. They had television pictures of, I don't know what Syracuse calls it, I can't remember, up at the Dome. It's their madness, their midnight madness thing, and it's a great opportunity, and there are gazillions of people who just look forward to that.
I am one of them, excited for basketball, and but we got football here as Cole Johnson takes the snap and scrambles and tries to make a man miss, but is wrapped up hard. That's a good tackle by Unitigo.
Yeah, that is going to be number 53 again. We've said that name of Caleb Jones time and time again. And he makes another fine stop. 10 minutes, 12 seconds on the clock. Third period of play. Unitigo leading at 28-6.
And Jones wrapping up chest high, very respectful, classy way to hit a person, and having some good, fundamentally sound tackles in this one.
Yeah, actually, they're scampering for a football right now as we have the ball taken back out onto the field. I don't know, the poor ball boy, the official came over to get the ball, and the ball boy goes out to pick up the old football. And now the new one is brought in. That's funny because usually we see the football changed out from one team to the other. This time it was Moravia all the way. Here we go again.
And we have another play for you. Cole Johnson takes the snap in the shotgun, pumps right, and backpedals, and he is hit hard. The ball is on the ground. Ball still loose. And I think it's going to be covered up by Moravia. We have an update for you, folks. We just praised Caleb Jones, number 53.
We number 53. Several times tonight.
Number 53 is actually Nate Wilsey. There is a change on our roster. Fortunately, someone was able to catch it for us.
What? See, Wilsey has been 41 in the past. That's interesting. Interesting, interesting.
Interesting indeed. But nonetheless, Nate Wilsey showing that he was ready to play tonight. And here comes a punt, and the rain is coming down a little harder. That's a wet ball, tough to get a grip on. That ball went out at the 40-yard line of their own territory for Moravia.
That explains why the officials have been changing out the football. I didn't even notice that the rain had come down. Of course, this is one of the nice things about having this thing called a broadcast booth. As a result, sometimes you can be protected from the elements. We don't have, this is an open booth, so we have an open window here. It's not one of those things that we're sitting in air-conditioned comfort by any manner of means. Well,
here
there is air-conditioning.
Here comes a snap from Fireben, and he's got nowhere to run, and he is hit hard, but a flag comes flying in from the official.
Yeah, he was brought down by Cole Johnson that time, and a flag was thrown in the backfield, and it is going to be against Unitego. So now the Whitecap will go on over and talk to number 52. That is going to be John Smith. John Smith is one of the co-captains for the, I'm saying that, they talked to Smith, and Smith's a junior, so I doubt that he's one of the co-captains. Regardless, they are going to move the ball back now across midfield, and it's going to be all the way down to the 42-yard line after the penalty, and now the rain picks up a little bit more, and we see more and more people are beginning to seek a little bit of shelter.
9:09 remaining in the third quarter, and here's going to be a screen pass to Tanner Winchester. Fireben backpedaled and got rid of it quickly. Well executed by the Spartans, making the second down much more manageable for them.
Yeah, Winchester that time gained back all of the yardage that has been lost before. So he gets back across midfield, back to the 40-yard line. It will bring up a second and 10 as the ball is back to the original line of scrimmage.
Fireben has two receivers to his right, two to his left. Hands it up for a draw play to Marzell over the middle. Marzell is still running, and man, did he deliver a blow before he went down.
Yeah, so he gains about 15 that time as he will get down inside the 25. We'll see where they'll finally put this ball down. In fact, it's down inside the 20. It looks to me like it will be first and 10 from about the 18. So Marzell gaining good yardage that time.
Fireben fakes a handoff but then pitches it to Komenda to his right. Komenda's had a terrific football game, but this time is thrown down before he can get any appreciable gain.
I'm really surprised. We had Wilsey. Remember, when I got the original roster, he was not on it, and then he was added as number 41 later on, and now he's wearing uniform 53. Now, Wilsey's made some fine plays tonight, particularly defensively.
Fireben throws the ball through the raindrops, and it is caught by Tanner Winchester, but he slips on the wet grass.
They're still going to gain a couple of yards. They will move it now down closer to the 15-yard line.
Third down and about 7 for the Spartans. There seems to be some sort of confusion on the field for Unitego.
7:17 left on the clock, period number 3. Tomorrow's game will be down at Harpersville. Anthony and I will be down there. It'll be a 1:15 kickoff, or 1:15 airtime.
And Fireben's going to launch a prayer to the back of the end zone, and oh, guess who? Kellen Komenda with another catch in the back corner of the end zone for a touchdown.
So Kellen is having his best game yet. He has picked up a whole raft of touchdowns. What's that, his fourth so far in this ball game?
His third receiving, and he has one rushing. So, yes, you're correct, his fourth touchdown.
So, 6:51, the time of that score coming here in the third quarter. So now, with the rain, a very light rain, but still continuing to fall, it'll be a point after attempt via the kicking route this time. Komenda holes. Coming up is Fireben, and it's up and through, and cuts the uprights, and our score now tips over to 35-6. And once again, I'm looking at the ball boy on the near side. He has now that ball wrapped in a towel. It's almost like he's protecting a little wet puppy. So we've got a pause in the action as once again we're going to tee up the football. It's Friday Night Football on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
You already know Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney for quality vehicles at great prices, but did you know the Chambers and O'Hara service team is second to none? From vehicle repairs to routine maintenance, service manager Doug Wheeler and the Chambers and O'Hara service team are always knowledgeable and professional. Oil changes, brake jobs, tires, inspections, and so much more. Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Call for all of your vehicle service needs, 563-4311. Help Chambers and O'Hara keep our communities warm by dropping off gently used coats for the needy at our dealership on Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Rain swirls around Unitego for the ensuing kickoff, but the return is a phenomenal one by Thomas Burnett, who almost gets to the 50-yard line. He's going to be brought down about the 45.
So now we see the ball will be brought back out to about the 44, and it will be put into play from there. And
just when you thought you weren't cold enough, now you're wet.
Well, you and I are.
Well, we're fine. I was referring to all the folks down there who seem to be getting drenched.
Well, the one thing I will say is that I hope this little squirt blows over by the time we have to pack up and walk to the car.
That's duly noted. And Johnson that time is going to throw it quickly to Dylan Richards, who picks up a first down.
Yeah, Richards that time managed to make that reception and went on the far side of the field right in front of the Unitego bench, goes across the 50 down to the 45 and makes it all the way to the 40 before he is finally run out of bounds.
6:30 ticks on by in the third quarter of tonight's game, and Johnson awaits the snap in the shotgun, and he's going to look to throw. Weather conditions are tough, but he's still holding on to that ball, and he tries to tuck it and run.
Man.
And he is crunched.
Yeah, he was crunched. Let's see who made the first hit. Oh, my God. Again, it is going to be number 53, and that is going to be Nate Wilsey. As Wilsey, again, in on the play, down to 5:56 in the third quarter. You know, actually, we had talked about rain, and it's been in the forecast for quite a bit, and all of a sudden, we find ourselves with rain here in the hours. Usually it's been off in the middle of the night. The ball is going to be carried in there by number 32. That is Henlein. Henlein comes to the near side, but there is a flag.
Yeah, Henlein did what he could to get to the edge, but several defenders, and guess who? Nate Wilsey was in on the play as well.
Now it is going to be called against Moravia, so that is going to negate a good run. The conversation is in there between the referee and Lucas DeJoy, and DeJoy finally points up the field, which says we're going to take the penalty. And with that, the ball will be moved back to the 47, and it will be a second, and we'll call it about seven. Lots of people joining us along the line on WCDOsports.com. You can hear us worldwide on the web.
Second and long for the Blue Devils, and Webb's going to throw quickly through the hands of a defender on Unitego. Ball falls incomplete.
We happen to have had listeners who've joined us. We happen to have some others who are in Western. And all of a sudden, why am I not hearing myself?
Well, it might have been a
nudge wire
or something. That was interesting. Didn't want to interrupt you, but at the same time,
no,
I wanted to make
sure
the folks could hear you. And for our next play, Cole Johnson will take a high snap. Good hands from Johnson as he holds on to it, and he evades a sack, running for his life as he's running to his right. Man, what a hit in the backfield. And some more hard hits coming in what has become a mud bowl here in Unitego.
No, not really yet. It's interesting that time because I have two or three changes. Let's see. I do not have a number 74 who is listed. I do. Maybe it is Joe Smith down here. He's listed as 73, 74. So I guess I do have him. So I can't say that wasn't it. Joe Smith was the man who tried to put the pressure on the ball carrier, Smith, a senior for Unitego.
Punt for the Blue Devils is not going to have a return, and the ball bounces quite favorably for the Blue Devils as it's down inside the five.
It is going to be down inside the five at about the four. And they will simply wait for everybody to move to the other end of the field. And the rain, instead of getting lighter, it's coming down in a more consistent drizzle. I think that just visually, the look of the rain is one of those things that makes you just want to
shiver. Yeah. And, no, I'm not. Here comes Firebend inside the five, takes a handoff, giving it up the middle, and it's going to be crunched by Moravia. Rain lightens up just a bit, but still no real noticeable change.
Okay, testing. Well, I don't know what we've got here. I'm going to have to play games with that overnight tonight to make sure that we have this microphone for tomorrow. All of a sudden, I couldn't hear myself, and when I can't hear myself, I know there's a problem. Our game tomorrow will be from Harpersville. It will be Spencer Van Etten in another Class D quarterfinal contest.
Ethan Barber runs onto the field to get on the offensive line for Unitego, and the snap is taken and handed off to the far side of the field. That's Tanner Winchester, who can't really turn it upfield and is brought down quickly.
Yeah, the ball will be spotted down at about the 8-yard line. It will be unless they move it considerably. Now they're going to say a face mask violation appears to be against Moravia.
And that should give Unitego a first down.
Yep. I was going to say it would be kept at about the 8-yard line, but now the ball is going to be marched off in the penalty, and it will bring the ball all the way up to the 24-yard line. So the Unitego Spartans were scared when they ended up losing the football in the first two series from scrimmage by fumbles. But then they settled down and they now lead in this ball game 35-6 with 3 minutes remaining in the third period of the contest.
Firebend put that last play on the ground, fall forward for a gain of about one. We'll bring up 2nd and 9 for the Unitego Spartans.
Shout out to World Wide Web listener Julie Winchester from Colorado.
Fireman hands it off to Marzell, who twists and falls forward for what's close to going to be a first down.
And this field, like a couple of others that we've been on this year, because we have not had the horrible, slippery, wet conditions, it has a spot that shows brown at about the 40. It has another one farther upfield at about the 30. But outside of that, most of this field is in rather good shape.
Fireman fakes the handoff and then barrels his way forward after a huge gain. That's going to cross the 50-yard line and bring Unitego into Moravia territory.
Yeah. Well, no, actually not. I think they're going to say that he gets stepped out of bounds at about the 48, but still at midfield and still enough for the first down. And now, as I look across the way toward the lights, I see only a very light drizzle as the weather is cooperating considerably now.
Hopefully the worst is over, and this time Firebend is going to keep it himself after a play fake. Nowhere to run that time, and just decided to churn his legs as hard as he could to get back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, there were two defenders for Moravia that thought Marzell had the football, and they managed to put the stick on him. But it was Firebend with the football. He will be down right at the line of scrimmage.
Firebend, with many wide receivers, still that no huddle for Unitego has worked all night, giving a quick throw to Tanner Winchester, who's still on his feet, cuts it back with the blocker in front, decides to try and turn it upfield, but he runs out of room and is eventually tackled, and he's going to be spotted at about the 20.
Poor Tanner that time managed to come down the sideline, so he said, well, there's too much there's not enough running room here. There's a lot of open space over there. So he cuts toward the center of the field. And then he happened to have a couple of men who said, I don't like your forward progress. Therefore, we're going to push you back. So as a result, Winchester just gets crunched out at about the 25-yard line.
Kyle Henlein's on the sidelines, on the ground, struggling to get up. Judging by the way the trainer's looking at him, it looks like it could be a cramp of some sort on his right calf.
Yeah,
hopefully nothing more.
And we're going to end up having a penalty, which is going to move the ball way upfield. It is going to be against Unitego. And that will take them back across midfield, across the 45 to about the 44. So it takes out that play in its entirety and makes it now a second, and we'll call it about 14. And the ball spotted down at the 44. The injured player has been moved off. He is walking under his own power, but has been moved off the field, and we're ready to go. Unitego, second and 14.
Second and long repeat for Unitego. And Fireman hands it off to Marzell. And Marzell tries to find some running room, but he is swallowed by some defensive players on Moravia.
Oh, that's going to be Bryant Hoff again. Big number 44. As Hoff manages to get him right around the waist and just whips him down to the ground. Marzell, 6'2", junior, 190 pounds. He is not the easiest guy to bring down.
You know, Tego still going in the no huddle, but they're not in as quick a pace as they were earlier for understandable reasons.
That's Spaulding.
Spaulding has a nice catch on the play and falls forward, but there's a flag thrown earlier in the play.
Yeah, that flag is going to be now called against Unitego, and again, it's going to be a holding violation, and that, again, is going to wipe out a good gain. Well, we will see. So Spaulding would have had the first down, but that play is going to be eclipsed. Now we're down to 20 seconds remaining here in period number three. 35-6 is our score. Ball going to be marched off. That will be finally put down at the 35-yard line. It will be a third down and more than 20.
Been a heck of a game so far for Kellen Komenda in this one, who has four touchdowns in the game, three receiving and one rushing.
Well, we talked to you earlier about the book signing by Chuck D'Imperio. That will be at the Sydney Country Club coming up at 6:30 on Monday night. $10 admission. Tickets are limited, and you can buy them to support the Sydney Chamber of Commerce. It will be a most entertaining evening. Time has run out. 35-6 is our score, and we will be moving into the fourth and final period momentarily. It's Harry Graves and Anthony Beers on Friday Night Football on WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now's the time to think about getting your furnace and air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney can install, service, and repair furnaces, hot water heaters, and boilers. Kirk also offers air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, and carpentry. From decks, porches, and siding installation to minor home repairs and even complete remodeling of your home or business. Professional quality work at reasonable prices. Call 349-0833. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
We had a nice play here just now. Josh Fireman aired it out to Tanner Winchester for a nice catch, but check the flag holding on Unitego will wipe that play out. Penalties have given them some trouble on this drive.
Yeah, we have seen a few flags thrown here, and most of them have been holding, and most of them, of course, have resulted in long yardage penalties. It was third and more than 20 as it was. Now it will bring up third and country mile, as the ball is going to be spotted down at about the 21-yard line. They have to get all the way across midfield down to the 42 for the first down. It is still third down.
So naturally, Firebend's in the gun, and they're going to throw. He rolls to his right, throws a ball that's deflected and juggled, and it touched two or three players, and it was juggled but incomplete.
Kellen Komenda that time had it deflected in front of him by one of the Moravia Blue Devils. Komenda standing right about at the 45 in Moravia territory, managed to get his hands on it, try to juggle it a little bit. It wouldn't go, and it finally drops to the ground. And Kellen takes a long time, just in self-disgust, before he goes back to midfield.
Firebend back to punt, but the punt is blocked. The ball is spiraling, and for really had no bearing at that point for Unitego, as Moravia dives on the ball. That was Griffin Amos.
So Amos managed to fall on the ball at about the 25. That is not exactly what Josh wanted to have that time, as Firebend is accustomed to getting off really good kicks. All of a sudden, somebody came out of nowhere and blocked that one.
Nice play that time for Moravia. And what's always really impressed me about Unitego, Harry, is that it doesn't matter if it's, you know, third and five or third and 40. They're not afraid to air it out if they need to.
Gorman splits out to the right side.
Johnson in the pocket is hit as he throws, so that ball is going to fall to the ground and go incomplete.
Yeah, and there was a man there that time, an intended receiver, so that it was certainly not an intentional grounding situation.
11-13 remaining in the fourth quarter. 35-6 is our score.
We still have not received another update on that game out of Watkins Glen. Unitego was watching the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats lead Watkins Glen 21-6 at the half in that contest.
Cole takes the snap and hands it off to Huff, who scampers to the left side of the field and is pushed out by the line as he's helped up by all kinds of players.
He gains about 7 or 8 on that play, not quite enough for the first down. It will bring up a third, and we'll call it about 4 remaining to go. That was interesting. Sometimes you end up going down through games and writing down scores from last week. Last week, Unitego just had a field day over Unitello Valley. At the same time, Moravia was having its easiest game of the season, a 37-0 blanking of Odessa Montour.
Cole Johnson fires this pass to the right side, and it is caught by a receiver over there for the Blue Devils.
I do believe that's probably going to be number 81. That's Thomas Burnett, 5'9", 130 pounds, and one of the Unitego defenders literally just picked him up and dropped him to the ground that time. You know, sometimes sports geeks can get wrapped up in numbers, and when I was looking at the results from last week, we had 22 games played. 7 of them, the home team won. 15 of the 22 games were won by the traveling road team.
Cole Johnson runs a quarterback sneak trying to pick up the first down on fourth and short. A pile of bodies makes it hard to tell if he was able to get past the marker, waiting for the signal from the officials.
So it is going to be the Unitego Spartans, if they continue to hold on, who will be going up in one of the semifinal games coming up next week. These are quarterfinal games tonight that we've been talking about. The Spartans leading 35-6 at this point with less than 10 minutes remaining in the ball game. have a momentary pause while we're going to have somebody going out to measure. The change crew is coming on through.
This one's going to be close, Harry.
And let's see. Now they'll stretch it out, and they're going to say first down. But boy, I'll tell you, that was not by, that was by inches.
Mm.
That was literally by inches.
So Moravia will continue their drive. They're getting close to the end zone now, standing at about the 16-yard line.
I'll tell you, the fans who have stayed here for Unitego have been very loyal, but there are nowhere near as many people standing around the perimeter of this field in the rain as were here earlier.
See several umbrellas in the stands as Johnson hands it off to Henline, and Henline tries to get around to the left, and he's grabbing that same leg. Hopefully it's another cramp.
Yeah, and Joel Van Alstyne manages to make the tackle that time as Joel, a senior, 5'9", came in and just grabbed the ball carrier and dropped him down. Well, you and I had talked earlier about the officials being arrested in Louisiana.
Yes.
That has finally been all charges dropped. Everybody, I think, was hoping that that would just go away. I think that not only the mayor of the town, the superintendent of schools, and everybody else just didn't want to see that one happen. And I went back and researched it coming into this game, and finally, midweek this week, all charges were dropped.
Mm. I happened to read that article on Bleacher Report. You know about Bleacher Report, Harry?
I see a number of them. I don't know if I see that one. Anyway,
Well, Bleacher Report is a online sports blog written by tons of sports bloggers. It started as four friends in out west. I think it was the San Francisco area.
Mm-hmm.
Four of them started off just blogging about sports, and it's grown so much they're actually purchased by, I want to say, Time Warner. Time Warner was able to purchase them for several, amounts of money. And now it's a much more popular sports blog where you could follow any one of your favorite teams or just hear any kind of sports story going on at all. They happen to have high school plays that, you might want to see, a ridiculous catch from some crazy state that you would never see anywhere else.
Kyle Henline is up and walking off under his own power, but he is favoring that foot a little bit and probably will sit out a play or two. So regardless, you followed that on the blog?
Yeah, you should check it out, Harry. It's become a much more professional-looking site. It's called Bleacher Report, and you can follow your favorite teams, or you could find some interesting stories, for high school teams. You name it, they've got it.
Sounds like a commercial, I think. 9:01 showing on the clock, and the clock running again.
A lot of movement up front as flags come flying in.
Yeah, and not only, the thing that was interesting that time, usually you will see one official throw the flag. This time, there were three flags, one on the near side of the field, one on the far side of the field, one in the backfield. All of them concur. It's going to be 5 yards marched off against the Moravia Blue Devils.
Second and long now for Moravia. A lot of penalties in the second half of this game, plaguing both teams now.
Sean Mischlein comes out up over the football for his center position.
Cole has Huff and Richards to his left and right in the backfield, but they're both staying into block as Cole looks to throw. But Cole is wrapped up and sacked by number 57, Josh Holbert.
So Josh Holbert, another sophomore, 5'10", 175 pounds, as Coach Mike Crony now using more and more of his sophomores. Unitego leading in this ball game, 35-6.
That clock continues to run down into the just past the 8-minute mark, 7:55 on that clock.
If you look at the teams in the Eastern Division, most of these teams are in what we call MAC, or the Mid-State Athletic Conference. The teams out to the west are in the IAC, the Interscholastic Athletic Conference.
Moravia takes the snap, and it's going to be a pass play thrown up into the air by Johnson. Touched several players, but incomplete is the ruling.
And finally, it is grabbed by the grass, and with that, it will be They've flipped it over already, so it's fourth down. So it will be a fourth down and still long yardage for Moravia, fourth and about 25.
35-6 remains our score. Last touchdown came in the third quarter with 6:51 in the game.
Men split out on both sides for Moravia. Johnson operating in the shotgun, but he won't have an opportunity to throw because flags are being thrown by the officials before the ball is snapped.
And the ruling on the field is still being determined. Calls against Moravia. Several substitutions for Unitico as the game is late and well in hand for them.
I believe they ended up calling that as a missed flag, although it was a flag and a whistle both. So, well, now we'll see.
Officials need to clear things up, it seems.
The referee holding his hands up, making sure that everybody is in agreement on the field. Somebody went out of the ball game for Unitico. Now, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, another man comes back in. So apparently, Unitico, a man short on the field.
That was pretty kind of the official there to stop the play. Didn't have to do that. And now Johnson's going to air it out to the left side of the field. And that was right at a Unitico defender, but he slipped and was still able to break up the play.
Yeah, Joel Van Alstyne turned and tried to get back to the football, couldn't do it. So a long strike thrown in there by Johnson, and as a result, the Unitico Spartans will take over on downs. And remember, that ball was down at about the 29-yard line, even though they had it at fourth and about, well, more than 25.
So now Unitico will take over. 7:09 on the clock. Josh Fireman hands it off over the middle to Marzell, and Marzell twists and falls forward and keeps that clock moving on the ground.
Yeah, Marzell managing to get good running yardage that time, although not a great gain. He was running partly sideways, ends up picking up about 4 yards, second and about six remaining. Kellen Comenda going out of the game right now.
Fireman hands it off to Marzell again, who is greeted by a couple of blitzing defensemen from Moravia.
Yeah, and Marzell that time will be dropped for a loss. So the ball moves back to about the 25-yard line. Now they'll put it down at about the 29. So a loss of only about a yard on that play. Originally, they moved the down marker back about 5 yards. Then they had to come back up, so it's a 1 yard loss.
Fireman takes the snap and he's going to keep it himself, pick up the first down, and he's still on his feet as he crosses the 50-yard line. Makes an effort to try and stay in bounds, but drops the ball. Apparently, he might have dropped out of bounds, though.
I think he was already out of bounds.
Okay.
He had stepped out. He went across midfield and ran out of bounds somewhere just high of the 45. They will spot it down at the 47.
His intent was to cut back in field, but it looks like he, as you said, Harry, that foot hit the line.
Yep. And at that point, it didn't make any difference if he'd coughed up the ball. It was already out of bounds, play, stop, dead ball. 5:47 remaining in this contest.
And it appears that, I can't tell if that's still Fireman in the backfield, maybe Winchester.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, it is. No, that's a Comenda. Comenda in the backfield handing off to Marzell. And Marzell trying to pick up that first down. And, oh, man, he's lowered his shoulder a fair amount of times in this game, Harry.
Well, I'll tell you, there was a shoulder collision on that one. Number 81, that is going to be Thomas Burnett. Both men came down and said, all right, we'll just go shoulder to shoulder. Forget about helmet to helmet. And they just collided in their shoulders. First down for Marzell as the ball will be spotted down at about the 35.
You can hear that hit coming from up here. A lot of substitutions for Unitico now.
So we saw one of the local teams looking as if it will be victorious in the quarterfinal playoff. the Unitego Spartans leading 35-6 in this ball game.
And that's going to be another hard hit. But this time, the carry is going to be made by number 33, Cogshaw. That was Cogshaw on the carry. He got hit hard for a loss.
Wyatt Cogshaw, a senior, is going to be dropped down for a slide loss. Our game tomorrow will be coming to you from Harpersville. Harpersville is the ranked team going up against Spencer Van Etten. That could be another one of our dandy contests. We should see two teams, hopefully, being invited to the semifinals.
And that ball is going to be handed off. And that man is still on his feet. That's Braden Beadle. First time we've said his name tonight, as he has a nice run and gain on that play.
And we had seen Beadle, who happens to be another sophomore, far more frequently in games earlier this season than we saw him in action tonight. He gets a good run that time, manages to get down toward the 30-yard line. It will bring up a third, and we'll call it about six. So a number of players in there as a reserve. We have had Kellen Komenda now coming in to replace Josh Firebend in at quarterback. He is in the shotgun position and will hand off in there to Beadle again. And Beadle on the left side of the line will get to the line of scrimmage, get across very close to first down territory. They will spot that ball down at the 27-yard line. Yep, 27. And bring up a fourth, and we will call it short yardage. Fourth and about less than two.
And Unitego's offense will stay on the field. Long kick at this point, and a lot of substitutions in. Might as well see if they can get some more action.
Well, it's one of those things where you want the sophomores to get a little bit more action. Kellen Komenda in a quarterback. He will go to the second man through. And quite frankly, we'll have to see. Who is that? Number 33. That is going to be Cogshaw again. Yep, Wyatt Cogshaw.
That was an interesting play, Harry. It was initially a fake in one direction and reversed the other way to Cogshaw, and he got enough for the first down.
2 minutes, 19 seconds. The clock is still running. Unitego leading in this ball game comfortably.
Komenda kicks a man in motion and keeps it himself. He's running around and he just scampers out of bounds. That was a broken play.
Yeah, well, that is one of those situations. Why invite contact when you don't need it? He runs out of bounds. We get down inside the two-minute mark at 1:57.
Hollers from his coaches on the sideline. We're urging him to maybe think about sliding and stay in bounds, but he scampers out anyway, and late in this one, the clock's still going to continue to run.
So Unitego leading from the first quarter on. They have it comfortably now.
Komenda hands it off to Cogshaw, who loses the ball, tries to pick it up off the ground, mad at himself that time.
Cogshaw just pounds down into the ground as the ball will be falling on by Moravia. It looks to me like that was Johnson in there for Moravia who fell on the ball. So number two, Cole Johnson, will have the opportunity to quarterback one more time, this time starting at about the 29-yard line. It will be first and 10 Moravia. The last man to get to the huddle will be Johnson as he picks up the play from the coaches on the near sideline. And more people leave the Unitego stands across the way and head for the parking lot.
Johnson takes the snap, fakes a handoff, and looks to throw. He's got his man, Dylan Richards, who completes the pass and is brought down just past the 40-yard line, or right about the 40-yard line, rather.
So Dylan managing to get back close to first down territory. Maybe the length of the football short. They're going to put it down, and we'll call it a second and about one.
That clock is continuing to run just under a minute 10. Final minute coming here at Unitego.
So Sean Mishler was out there over the football before anybody else was, but two of his fellow linemen begin to move a little bit before he snaps the football, and as a result, it will be 5 yards marched off against the Moravia Blue Devils.
5 yards after the false start, and Johnson has his play as he hustles on over to the huddle.
That will take it back to about the 34-yard line, and they'll start it all over again. This time, Dalton Evener splits out to the left side.
Cole takes the snap, still looking to throw in this one. He tries to evade a sack and puts his hand down on the ground, but his knee hit the grass.
Yeah, the ref was right there behind him and blew it dead. In that time, Cole Johnson wanted to go off to the races, but they weren't going to let him go. 20 seconds, and the clock's still running.
This very well could be the game's final play if they even snap it, and it looks like they're just going to walk off the field, Harry.
Yeah, Cole Johnson is just walking back toward the huddle, 7, 6, 5, and then down from there. So this one goes into the books as a 35-6 win for the Unitigo Spartans. We'll be back with a quick wrap-up and with our award winners coming up momentarily. You're listening to Friday Night Football in the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
When it comes to your life, you know what counts. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we're committed to offering you the very best in community banking and exceptional service that you can rely on. So no matter what you're trying to achieve, you can count on us to help you succeed. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the Catalog Outlet Stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where you will find their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the Catalog Outlet, you will find quality, brand-name home furnishings for every room. Save on sofas starting at just $2.99 and recliners from only $1.99 every day. Save on bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, TV consoles, bunk beds, and much more. For a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from the Catalog Outlet's in-store sleep centers, where mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, Therapeutic, and American Bedding are featured in every size and comfort level. Nobody sells mattresses for less. The Catalog Outlet Stores are open 7 days a week in Unadilla at the corner of Martinbrook and Railroad Streets, in Oneonta's West End at 357 Chestnut Street on State Highway 12 North Norwich, and in Margaretville at 743 Main Street, or visit online at CatalogOutletOnline.com. Low prices, best selection, and service with a smile. Only at the Catalog Outlet, now celebrating 24 years of offering you the best for less.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Harry Graves and Anthony Beers back here at Unitigo again as we have ourselves the mist stopping. I will only call it mist at this point. Both teams in their huddles out on the field. For those of you who stick around late and wanted to catch the scores, well, we have some interesting ones. Tioga defeating Sydney 31-0 late in the ball game. It was Bainbridge Guilford scoring a 38-6 final over Watkins Glen in a contest at the Glen this evening. And of course, this game comes out being 35-6. So all the way down, looking really good. So I suppose at this point, once you find out what he wants, and I'll go from there. I don't know what it is. So anyway, okay. I think it when all of a sudden we have people yell things at us at the very last second and we don't know what the deal is.
Yeah, I think I heard him there. I think he just wants us to shut the doors.
Yes, I will do that for sure. Okay, let's see if I can get myself back in action here. And look at our post-game show. You want to do any sort of a wrap-up before we start post-game?
Certainly.
Other than the fact that, say, that it was a whole bunch of scores.
Yeah, it was mostly Unitigo in this one. After an interesting start, there was a fumble recovery for Moravia that gave them a 6-0 lead. Then after that, Comenda and Marzell had two very quick scores. And then Josh Fireman was going to Comenda several times after that, who had three more receiving touchdowns to go along with his original rush. So he had four on the night, giving his team a 35-6 lead. And that was the final score in this one.
So our postgame show is being brought to you by NBT Bank, serving the community for over 150 years and putting the customers first every single day. NBT Bank, member FDIC. And NBT Bank sponsors the Offensive Player Award, the player who comes up with some plays that make us take note.
And the Offensive Player Award, in my eyes, goes to Ryan Marzell. Ryan Marzell is listed at tight end, but he plays a fair amount of running back with this team as well. So doing the dual threat that he was on offense, along with an 80-yard touchdown reception, man, was that a catch and run. I decided to give him the Offensive Player of the Game, and a lot of hard-hitting runs tonight, Harry, that you and I noticed.
And the post-game show is being brought to you by the Catalog Outlet, your store with over 1,000 items for a good deal and a good deal more. Shop the Catalog Outlet. Four locations to serve you in Unadilla, in Oneonta, in North Norwich, and now their newest location in Delaware County in Margaretsville. Therefore, the dynamic defense winner for tonight.
And we may have had some trouble getting the name for this kid on our roster due to some technical difficulties here, but Nate Wilsey, my gosh, what a night at linebacker for him. He was in on almost every tackle in the backfield, any clean wrap-up, great hitting, great football, great linebacking play by Nate Wilsey.
And finally, the All-Purpose Award is being awarded by ACO Brands of Sydney, supporting youth activities in the Tri-Town area and happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACO Brands, proud to be a local employer. All-purpose winner tonight.
Well, we said his name time and time again. Kellen Comenda with a 20-yard rushing touchdown, a 44-yard receiving touchdown, a 15-yard receiving touchdown, and another 15-yard reception touchdown on top of that. That was what he did on offense. He was also in the secondary breaking up passes and getting his hands on the ball and even received some carries on the ground, Harry. So Kellen Comenda doing all he could to help his team tonight to earn a playoff victory. He's my all-purpose player for tonight.
You notice the thing that I noticed most about Kellen tonight? I think he enjoyed every minute of it.
I don't think it's a night he'll forget either.
He was looking like he was having one good time. So again, the final score, 35-6. Tomorrow, our game will be in Harpersville, as Anthony and I will be there for the contest between Spencer Van Etten, the Panthers, taking on the Hornets of Harpersville. I'm Harry Graves.
And I'm Anthony Beers.
And we will be here tomorrow. Hope you will be too, because the field, the sidelines, or up in the stands, it's always the best place to see any ball game. In the meantime, stay tuned for more continuous favorites on FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO. Thank you ever so much for lending us your ears. From Unitigo High School in Wells Bridge, New York, good evening, everybody.